Welcome to installment 153 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains six commandments relating to the Kohen, the priest, in the temple. Positive commandment 33 regulates the special clothing and garments that the Kohen would wear. Prohibition number 88 is the prohibition not to tear the border around the neck of his me'il or robe. Prohibition 87 is that the choshen, the breastplate, should not be moved away from the ephod or the apron. Prohibition 73, 163, and 164 of a prohibition of the Kohen being drunk or having hair which is too long or having clothing which is torn and doing his service in the temple. Positive commandment number 33 relates to the general commandment regarding the priestly garments. As the Rambam quotes the book of Exodus, chapter 28, verse 2, where Moses is instructed, "Vasisa bigdekedesh l'Aron achicha," that you should make sacred garments for your brother Aaron, l'chavru sifares, for glory and for beauty. The Rambam also quotes the more general commandment regarding the other Kohanim, "Bez bonav takriv vilbashtam kutones," in chapter 29, verse 8, where it states that you shall enclose them in the tunics, the kutones, which is made for the other Kohanim. The Rambam explained that there is a difference between the garments worn by a regular Kohen and the Kohen Gadol, the high priest. A regular Kohen has four garments that he wears at the time of his service in the temple. They were kutones, which were shirts or tunics, michnasayim, a kind of short pants, migbois, a kind of hat, and an avnet, which was a sash or belt. The Kohen Gadol had eight garments, however. The four, which were basically like those of a regular Kohen, except that his hat was called a mitznefes, which, as the Rambam explains in his legal code, is not worn like a regular hat, but is rather wound around the head, such as the turban is, or as a kind of bandage. He had four unique garments: the choshen, or breastplate, the ephod, which was a kind of robe, a me'il, which is a full-length robe, and a tzitz, a golden plate which was placed on the forehead. A Kohen who would serve lacking even one of his garments, or a Kohen Gadol with a similar case, his service would be completely invalid, and the person who gave over his sacrifice, for example, to be performed by the Kohen, would have to bring it again, since it would be invalid, seeing that the Kohen was lacking one of his garments. Not only is the service invalid, but the Rambam quotes the Talmudic tractate Sanhedrin, which says that the Kohen himself, who serves lacking one of these garments, is punishable by Misi Bidei Shamayim, a heavenly death sentence. The Rambam quotes the Talmud, which derives this fact from the book of Exodus, chapter 29, verse 9, which upon the installment of the Kohanim states, "V'hoyas olehem kohuna," that by this they will be installed into the priesthood, the kohuna. The Talmud implies that when are they installed? As priests, only as the beginning of the verse states, when they are wearing their garments. If they are not wearing their garments, they are considered as a zor, a non-Kohen. And a non-Kohen who serves in the temple is chayev misa, punishable by death. The Rambam then quotes the Sifra, which gives another detail of this commandment by saying that when the commandment was given for the priestly garments, it was given both for the service of that particular time and given for all generations. In addition, a distinction was made between the Kohen Gadol's daily service and a service which he does on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. For the regular daily service, he would serve in his eight priestly garments, as we described before, known as Bigdei Zahav, since they contain gold. This gold was woven into the garment itself. However, on the Day of Atonement, he wears only the four Bigdei Lavan, the simple white linen garments. The Rambam also quotes another segment of the Sifra, from which we learn that this is a positive commandment. The Sifra quotes the verse in the book of Leviticus, chapter 16, 34, which says, "V'yas kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe," that Aaron did just as God commanded Moses. From this, we learn that even though the priestly garments were the most beautiful garments, they were made of gold and onyx and jasper and such beautiful precious stones. Nevertheless, Aaron wore these garments not for the sake of their beauty and in order to beautify himself before others, but rather strictly to fulfill the declaration of God as was given over to Moses. And this commandment was to wear these garments as they are meant to be worn in the temple. The details of this commandment are prescribed in the second chapter of the Talmudic tractate Zvachim, as well as in segments of Yuma and Sukkah. Prohibition 88 relates to one of these priestly garments, the me'il. The me'il was worn as a kind of robe by the Kohen Gadol. It was made out of pcheles, or wool, which was dyed sky blue. It was a lengthy garment, and on the bottom had kind of pomegranates, which were shaped in round balls like pomegranates and hollow inside, which were woven from blue, purple, and red dyed wool. In addition, at the bottom of the me'il, there were golden bells hanging from the bottom. Through the hole in which the head is placed at the top of this me'il, one had to make a woven border, just as we would have today surrounding a buttonhole to prevent the hole from widening. In the book of Exodus, chapter 28, verse 32, it is stated, "Kfit sachra yi'alei le'ikoreya." It should be to you as a woven border, and do not tear it. Therefore, the Rambam states that this is an explicit prohibition. One must not tear this woven border of the me'il, the robe. One must leave it constantly connected. Anyone who would cut this border, which was woven into the head hole of the me'il, would get malchus, would be lashed. And then as the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos, this is when he cuts it with scissors, or in a similar way. The Rambam mentions in his legal code that even the other priestly garments, if they are cut in a destructive fashion, the one that cuts them also gets lashes. Prohibition 87 also deals with the priestly garments. We have the choshen, the breastplate, and the ephod. The ephod was another type of robe, which was woven with gold into the material. The ephod was shaped as a kind of apron, where the entire lower half of the body was covered. Above in the upper part of the body, above the chesh of ha'ephod, which was the kind of belt attached to this robe, there was only the garment only was in the back. The front was open. In the front of the garment, instead of an ephod, there was the choshen, the breastplate, which was worn by the high priest, as was the ephod, with the 12 precious stones. The Urim v'Tumim were also placed inside this choshen, or breastplate. The choshen was attached to the ephod, so the breastplate hanging in front of the kohen with four corners would have two corners attached to the top of the ephod. The two upper rings of the breastplate were attached by golden chains to this top part of the ephod, or the robe. The bottom two rings, however, the breastplate, were tied to the ephod, to the rings of the ephod, which were at the waistband. They were tied together with a sky blue string of tcheles. In verse 28 of chapter 28 of Exodus, it is stated, "V'le'yizach ha'cheshe me'al ho'ephod," that the breastplate must not be removed from the robe. This, the Rambam says, refers to the bottom two connections of the breastplate to the ephod. That these bottom two connections of the sky blue dyed wool must be constantly connected. And if they are not attached, one gets malchus, is punishable by lashes, as it says in the Talmudic tractate Makos. Prohibition number 73 deals with the Kohen who serves in the temple when he is drunk. As it says in the book of Leviticus, chapter 10, verse 9, "When you enter the communion tent, neither you nor your descendants," meaning Aaron or his children, the Kohanim, "may drink wine or any other intoxicant, otherwise you will die." The Gemara says that even someone that drinks a raviz, approximately 3 ounces of wine, is considered drunk for this purpose. If a Kohen would enter the temple grounds any place past the altar, he would be punishable by lashes. Furthermore, if he served in the temple, he would be punishable by death, a heavenly death penalty. This, however, is only if he is drunk from wine. If he is drunk from something else, he merely incurs lashes. The Sifra analyzes these verses and learns many laws. How do we know that not only wine is considered intoxicating? As the verse 9 states, Yayin v'sheicha, not only wine, but other intoxicating beverages. If so, why does the Torah single out wine? It could have generally said any intoxicant. It answers that the verse says, V'leisa musu, that one shall not die, that the death penalty is incurred only for wine. How then do we know that this applies only at the time of service, when he's serving in the temple? This, the verse indicates, when you enter the communion tent. And an additional law is also learned by the Sifra. Verse 11 states, Ulahedes es b'nei Yisrael. You will render decisions, legal decisions, for the Jewish people. From this we learn that any legal psak, a halachic decision, may not be reached when someone is drunk. The Rambam declares that someone who does this, whether a Kohen or a Yisrael, deciding a legal issue when he is drunk, is violating this prohibition. Furthermore, the Rambam adds in his legal code that even if one has eaten many dates or has drank a lot of milk, and as a result his mind is not clear, he is also forbidden to decide a legal decision. One is allowed to learn Torah when drunk, but if it is someone is a scholar who normally provides legal decisions, he is not even allowed to study Torah, because his Torah study is considered to be a halachic decision. Prohibition 163 relates to the Kohen who enters the temple or serves when he has long hair. As the story is related in the book of Leviticus, chapter 10, verse 6, after the sons of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, have died, Aaron is instructed by God, through Moses, that do not go without a haircut. Roshecham al tifro. The Rambam says, how do we know that al tifro means is referring to cutting of the hair? He brings us from the Targum, the Aramaic translation, which translates it in such a fashion. So too, the Rambam brings from the book of Yechezkel, the prophet, and the law of a Metzeda, the leper, and the Sifra's comment, which indicates that pera refers to growing the hair long. The prohibition is repeated in the laws referring to the Kohen Gadol, the high priest. Rambam explains the reason for this repetition, that a Kohen, a regular Kohen, is prohibited from growing his hair long only upon condition that he's doing it in mourning. As we know that a mourner lets his hair grow long and does not cut it. The Kohen Gadol, however, has an extra prohibition. Even if he allows his hair to grow without mourning, it is also prohibited. What is the period of time that is considered for hair to have grown without being cut, unkemptly hair? This is considered to be 30 days, and therefore a regular Kohen must have a haircut every month. The Kohen Gadol, however, had a haircut every Friday, every Erev Shabbos. A Jewish king had his hair cut every single day. Prohibition 164 also relates to the Kohenim. And this comes from the same verse, which states, Uvigdeichem al tifreimu v'leisa musu, that do not tear your garments, as this Sifra explains. The Kohen Gadol also has an additional prohibition here. And the Sifra explains that the Kohen Gadol is prohibited from tearing his priestly garments not only when he is serving in the Beis HaMikdash, but also at any time the Kohen is prohibited from tearing his clothing. Therefore, a high priest who has lost a close relative and therefore is required, according to the law of the Torah, to tear kriya, to tear his clothing, must still do so since he is required by Torah law. However, then he tears his garments from the bottom where it will not be easily recognized. This, the Rambam explains, is the difference between a regular Kohen and a Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is forbidden from allowing his hair to grow and tearing his clothing even outside the temple grounds, even if he does not enter. For both of these prohibitions of growing the hair and tearing the clothing, a Kohen who enters the temple is violating a biblical prohibition. However, if he serves, if he does a vodo, when he is in such a condition, he is punishable by a heavenly death penalty.
Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer Mitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.